Beautiful sentiment as the Lord has taught us to pray. This morning, I want to read to you scripture out of the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. This past week, I had a wonderful opportunity. Rosemary and Earl were so very kind to invite me to their home for lunch. Earl and I had been out and we'd helped the economy by playing golf and making sure that more golf balls would have to be bought in the future. Went to the house and had a wonderful, wonderful lunch. It was good, very inexpensive, for me that is. And in our conversation, Rose started talking a little bit about things. And as she was so kind to share in her prayer request today, the wonderful praise that a situation that had really, you know, something happens that it unnerves you just like that. And the hardest thing is not knowing what's causing. And then she got around to that part about age-related. And she made a mistake of looking at me. And I'm so happy that she is so politically correct, because in the place that I work at, the fellas just say, "Oh, Mr. Wood, you're just getting old." That's what they look at me and say. But I was thinking about that, and I thought about this scripture, and I'd like to read it for you this morning. It's Ephesians, the fourth chapter. "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord," the Apostle Paul talking here, "beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." I want to repeat that section. Bless you. "Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." The fourth verse reads, "There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Then the seventh verse reads, "But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Open our minds and hearts for just a moment that we can receive as individuals that truth you have for us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, all God's people. Amen, amen, amen. I went and I looked up age-related items. For the majority of our congregation, and you know, a lot of you, some of you can take a little break on here, and Dave and Lord, the kids are going, "Hunter, you can take a break on this, you know." So, but for a lot of our folks over here, we can kind of relate to age-related items. I can see Miss Ruby now. She, oh. It lists, if you look it up, under brain, memory, bones and joints, eyes and ears, digestive, dental, skin, functional abilities. Those are just some of the things that are listed. And I know today I am preaching to the choir. And the thing that is hard to realize, and I'm realizing it more and more and more, that it just happens. Wait till you get to be such and such. Wait till you get to be such and such. And they start just rattling off things and rattling off. It's not fair. It's not fair. But trust me, it does just happen. But then I start to think about God's Holy Spirit. And I start to think about the wonderful things that He has done for us. In our conversation we were having at lunch, and we were talking about this church and what a joy and a privilege to be here and to have relationships with such wonderful people. I don't know why, I don't know how God, in His wisdom, was able to place each one of you in this congregation today. I would have never personally picked out all the diversity that we have, but God did. Trust me, we are different. Just look around. Don't point any fingers, just look around. And it is amazing to me to see how God takes all of us from such varied backgrounds, the different jobs we have, each one under the sound of my voice, each person has a story to tell. I am so privileged because so many times you've shared with me certain things about your life. And each time you do, I'm just amazed about the work that God has done in your life. Some years ago, I stood here on a Wednesday night. Brother Dallas Smith, who lived right across the road there, and for years and years and years, he cut the cemetery over here. He would come to Wednesday night service with Brother Tommy Freeman. And he would sit there and hardly have anything to say much. Occasionally, he would sing a song. He loved that old song called "The Old Ship of Zion." But then one night, on a Wednesday night, he just started to talk. And without any prepping, without any foreknowledge, he just shared his testimony. And I sat there with my mouth simply open. And I learned so much about an individual that I had known for years and years. It says in God's Word, "I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." The unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Everybody's looking for peace. There is not a time that you turn on a television, to go to your computer, listen to any news, whatever you do, however you receive the news, there is never time anymore that comes up that I hope at the end of what you hear, you say, "God, bring peace." We need the peace which passes all understanding, the peace that can only come from God the Father. Now, for all of you, and myself included, that are dealing with this age-related items, do not go to the television and start to look at some of the treatments that I hear out there for. Because if you do, you'll notice everyone comes with a disclaimer and it mentions side effects. Anybody over there? This wonderful new drug that has just come out. But the side effects are even death. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm just amazed. But I'm here to tell you today that God's Holy Spirit has side effects too. It has the side effects of peace and love and joy. It tells us to bear with one another in love. I don't know why some of you are here today. I don't know what brought you to this church. I know if we sit down and we talk about it, you tell me hopefully a wonderful little story. But I know without a shadow of a doubt, it is God that has brought you here. It is God that is doing a work in your life. A lot of times you don't even realize it. It's the side effects of God's Holy Spirit working within your life. Met a little youngster this week. Asked the name. How old are you? I'm 9 years old. Smiled and I said, well, when will you be 10? And the answer came, on my birthday. I immediately thought in my heart, have you ever been to Mount Calvary Community Church? You would fit in with our congregation. And later on I thought about it, and that is a good answer, isn't it? That's a wonderful answer. It's amazing what God has done for us. I hope that you, as I do, never take what he's given us here lightly. It is precious. I've heard prayer requests that have brought just simple tears to my eyes and simply has made my heart just swell up. I've heard prayer requests of squirrels and attics. I've heard prayer requests of pets. I've heard prayer requests. And I tell you, folks, God hears each and every one of them. We've had get well cards go out to fish. Amen? Amen. And God has been in the middle of it. The older I get, age related, the less of a plan I have. The more I simply enjoy what God is doing. I was told a long time ago, mercy is that God doesn't give us what we deserve. But thanks be to God that he gives us grace. And that's when God gives us what we can never earn. He sent his son to die upon a cross. Our simple acceptance of Jesus Christ as a personal Savior is the beginning. I am a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Trust me, I, just as you, am a work in progress. Hopefully I'm learning to love more, to rely on God more, to accept the things that just happen, but as Dave said this morning, allow me to be a light to everyone I meet. A young father headed off to Guam. And you've heard that in news this week, haven't you? And his prayer request was not, keep your angels of safety, and although we prayed for that, His prayer request was not so much about himself as prepare hearts that he can be a light to others that he meets, sharing the love of God. That was the sermon, and I hope you heard it early, because I'm having brain, memory, bones and joints, eyes and ears, digestive, dental, skin, and vision, functional abilities. Isn't God good? I want Terry to lead us in singing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Jenny, when you hit those notes in the Lord's Prayer at the end, it was just angelic. I don't know how you got there. The only thing I know is when I met her and I said, I'm looking forward to hear you sing. She says, it's simply a gift from God. Wow, wow, wow. Heavenly Father, gathered in your house today, you've given us such a warm spirit. Heavenly Father, you've given us the opportunity to join one with another, to be focused on the goodness that you have for us, for the love, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the unity of your spirit, which brings us peace. And we ask, God, that you allow this church, as so many other churches on this beautiful Sunday morning, are simply calling upon you to bring peace to this nation, to this country. God, let it begin with us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people, amen, amen.